And the most valuable company in America today is Apple. Apple Incorporated stock gained more than 3% today, while ExxonMobil shares were trading down by about 1%. So Apple has a market cap of about $338 billion. ExxonMobil, $337 billion, 700 million. We're joined now by CNET senior editor Dan Ackerman. Dan, does this mean my iPad's going to get any cheaper?
Unfortunately, that does not mean your iPad is going to get any cheaper. In fact, they're going to have to make it more expensive for them to make even more money and increase this market cap. Well, they probably won't do that, but you've got to bear in mind, these two companies, Apple and Exxon, they've kind of been trading places today. So one is up for a little while, the other is up for a little while. I suspect that will go on for some time.
So what are they doing with all the money?
They're doing what a lot of people are doing with all their money. They're holding on to it.
Okay.
As opposed to investing, as opposed to buying new companies, as opposed to, you know, acquiring, you know, other companies.
All right. So basically, this is little more than bragging rights. I'm kind of getting the feeling from you, because we're not seeing anything exceptionally strong in terms of corporate development. We're not seeing any new jobs created. We're just seeing a couple of companies worth a whole lot of money neck and neck, running neck and neck.
Kind of trading places as to who exactly is worth the most. And for Apple, it's a new place for them to be, because over the past year, the value of that stock has really exploded. People are not really sure what the top end of what Apple could possibly, you know, get to in terms of stock price is.
You know, and it wasn't that long ago that Apple was essentially bailed out by Microsoft, was it?
You know, as recently as maybe 15 years ago, this was a company that may not have been around for too much longer. Since then, they've been on a slow but steady uptick that has just gotten more dramatic over the last couple of years as things like the iPhone and the iPad have exploded and more people get, you know, MacBook computers as opposed to Windows laptops.
So when do you think they might finally allow Flash on some of their products?
That is the million-dollar question. I would say that market cap was going to have to get a lot bigger before they would do that. I would not hold my breath for Flash on an iOS device.
You know, there are some predictions that Apple is on course to become the first trillion-dollar company. What do you think of that?
You know, at a certain point, it's all kind of paper money. They're not doing anything radically different business-wise today than they were yesterday before they were the largest market cap company in the world. So I think from a consumer perspective, you know, it's not going to have that much of an impact one way or the other.
They may have to change their logo to take that bite out of the apple, huh?
They'll need two apples. They'll need a bushel.
Exactly. Dan Ackerman, senior editor of CNET, do appreciate you joining us.